This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Since it's now the new year, it's time for some linguistic housekeeping. And keeping us honest, as they have for several decades now, are the folks at Lake Superior State University in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, with their 32nd annual list of words banished from the Queen's English for misuse, overuse, and general uselessness. John Shibley helps compile the list. He's with us now. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And we're going to talk about the democratic process you use in choosing these words in a minute. But first, let's talk about some of the words on the list. I was struck by awesome.
Awesome was first banned in 1984, actually put on probation. But due to the overwhelming number of nominations we received this year, we felt it was a good idea to try to keep the masses happy, and so on the list it goes.
So it's fully banished now.
It's completely banished, for all the good that'll do.
And the idea being that things that are called awesome are really not at all awe-inspiring.
No, you know, people's tennis shoes are awesome. A glass of milk can be awesome. Awesome used to be reserved for truly soul-moving experiences, but for a lot of our nominators, it's just been overused, and that's one of the reasons why we put this list together. We sort of are a sounding board for frustration. You'd be surprised how serious people are about getting rid of words that they hear too many mentions of.
A lot of frustration out there. Well, here's a staff favorite here. This one, grounded for 9 months. It's the phrase, we're pregnant.
But we heard from a lot of women who go through the full 9 months and they say, well, you know, it's not we're here, it's me. And if we gave birth, I'm sure we would have a different feeling for it.
Now, you take these nominations on the web. I think you get thousands of them. And then some select secretive committee meets to narrow them down. You ended up with 16. And I'm imagining a smoky room with a lot of boozing going on.
Well, if there were boozing going on, it would be against university policy. So I can't.
You can't confirm or deny.
At times I've lit up a cigar and just relaxed with, non-alcoholic libation.
And it's not necessarily numerical. It's not just a number of people who think this word should be banned.
No, there are so many nominations just come in with just the word or phrase without a reason. And we're always encouraging people to provide a reason. And if there's a connotation that's carried along with a word or a phrase and it bothers you, well, express yourself. This is your chance to really clear the air about why a certain word or phrase is so irksome.
Well, here's one that I guess fits in that category then. It's the word boasts, as it's used in real estate ads. In other words, the house boasts a water view. And I like the explanation that the ads never say bathroom apologizes for cracked linoleum or kitchen laments pathetic placement of electrical outlets.
Yeah, and that came from a gentleman in Portugal who just got tired of seeing that transitive verb mentioned for just a real estate listing. Plenty of things throughout history have had rights to boasting, but when you get down to it, a living room, when it's empty of furniture and it's on the market, really has nothing to boast about yet.
And was he the only nominator for boasts?
I can't remember exactly how much a tally we had for that. I'm sure we had at least a few dozen. There's a serious side to this list, and that's to get people to slow down and think about how they express themselves. Language is a very enlightening activity, and it can be funny. And when you take apart a word or phrase and how you use it, it can make you feel foolish or it can make you feel empowered. When somebody sees a word that has appeared on our list and gets to think about how they use it, then we've hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
I think every word I've just spoken now has been banned at one time or another since 1976.
Good to talk to you, John. Thanks so much.
Take care. Happy New Year.
That's John Shibley of Lake Superior State University in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. Truthiness, Chipotle, and Ask Your Doctor also made this year's list. To find out why and to read up on the other words banished from the Queen's English for misuse, overuse, and general uselessness, visit our website, npr.org.